you from 1 to 4. One life-giving creative spirit, the oneness of all. In other words, we end this together. 2, duality, the dual nature of human beings. 2 kind of people in the recovery zone. Those that should be here with the support services, the others just passing through. 3, the 3 modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. The 3 major religions to spearhead the effort. And 4, the 4 points of the compass, universality, making universal. I'm a nail head, strong as steel, the glue that holds things together. The foundation on which you stand. I'm a nail head and I'm homeless in my mind. Standing in place and mark in time. An endless journey going nowhere. Riding on a train going in circles. In the language of dreams, things are never what they seem. Are you one of a kind, tripping off the view? Because you're homeless in your mind. Standing in place and mark in time. Homeless in the city of angels. Angels without mercy, it seems. You care more about your animals than your fellow human beings. Now, at one time, the cats and dogs lived in the streets, and the boxes and alleyways was their home. Now they've flipped the script where the cats and dogs live in the houses, and the people live in the boxes and alleyways. How did that happen? Do you think it's right for the animals to live in the houses and the people to live in the streets? Thank you. From the play Nailheads, a play about the homeless that will be performed this Friday, February the 1st, 2013 at 9 p.m. in Venice at the Electric Lodge Theater located at 1416 Electric Avenue. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, and I'm in the studio with my co-host, Earlene Anthony. This week, we will be hearing from voices from the community talking about the planned closing of 2 Skid Row parks, San Julian Park, located on the corner of 5th and San Julian, and Gladys Park, located at the corner of 6th and Gladys. The closing is scheduled for Thursday, January the 31st, 2013, which would be the last day. And we want to hear some voices from the community. Our call-in number is 800-893-9562. Okay, now at this time, I'm going to have my co-host, Earlene Anthony. She's going to read from the article leading into our discussion.
This is from the Los Angeles Downtown News, titled 2 Skid Row Parks at Risk of Closing. The article is written by Ryan Villancourt, staff writer, and is posted Thursday, January the 24th, 2013. Every day in Skid Row, hundreds of people must choose how to bide their time during the day, and it is no simple matter. Those who sleep in emergency shelters are essentially kicked out of the facilities in the morning, but if they stray too far, they might miss the chance of a free hot meal. Worse, they could miss out on a bed for the night. Thus, many pass the time in the parks where they are joined by some of the thousands of people who live in the SRO apartments that pepper the area. There are approximately 1,500 people who lack housing and never make it into the shelter. All 3 groups rely on the parks. In the case of Gladys Park, which is owned by the City Department of Recreations and Parks, continuing operation is essentially a matter of funding. If the city can locate the money, the park, known in part as the site of the Skid Row 3-on-3 Street Ball League and other community weekend events, would remain open. It's unclear whether SRO would continue to manage the facility. San Julian Park is more complicated. The park is owned by the now defunct CRA for the city. keeping the park open means not only identifying funding, but also navigating a daunting bureaucracy to secure access to the site from the agency. The successor in title overseeing the CRA is charged with disposing of its excess property per the state law that dissolved redevelopment activity. The law also allow for the successor agency to hold on to property such as parks for government use and eventually transfer ownership to the city. Ackley Padilla, a spokesman for the successor agency, said the city could also opt to pursue a permit that would let it maintain and operate the parks until a proposed transfer is completed. The CRA Oversight Board in December approved two similar permits for the city, one for the Watchtower Cultural Crescent Park.
Okay, now we have a caller on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, you're speaking to Dr. Mongo.
Hey, Dr. Mongo. What are your thoughts on how you doing this afternoon? How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there, doing the best I can right now.
Well, look.
Sorry, I couldn't put you up on the internet, but I called you on my phone.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the planned closing of the park?
Okay. Why is the parks being closed?
Well, the parks are being closed supposedly because of the running out of the funding that ends on this coming Thursday, January the 31st,
mm-hmm.
at both of the parks.
Okay, why are the parks being closed? Is it because of the Department of Recreations and Parks and Recreations, or something other than that?
We just read from the articles that pointed out that Gladys Park, which was being operated by the SROs, the mm-hmm. St. Julian Park, which was under CRA for a while, two different situations. But it's a matter mm-hmm. of funding that the SROs, which was running both of the park, the funding ending. And remember that the funding was supposed to end in June, but I think Jan Perry was able to come up with $175,000 or something like that to maintain the park all the way up until this coming Thursday. And so they're out of funds now in relationship to that. But what are your thoughts on what are the implications of these two parks closing? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, my thoughts primarily is that the fact that this is the only place where people in the Skid Row community have a chance to congregate, play chess, play spades, play hearts, play, you know, different games. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it is something that should take place other than closing them. You know, you have other parks in the community, not in the area of Skid Row, but you have Plumbers Park. I don't know if Kay's there, mm-hmm. but I discussed with him the other day that if they're going to close the Gladys Park and the San Julian Park, maybe we should find some way to bus people over to Plumbers Park. You know, I was under the impression that they're closing the parks because there is a problem with gambling, or
Here's the issue, Dr. Mongo, to me, and I think it was pointed out in the article. You know, the problem is the community members that live in these shelters, and they at 6 o'clock in the morning, they turn them out, and from 6 o'clock in the morning until late in the afternoon, when they allow them to come back into these shelters, there's no place to go. So a lot of the people mm-hmm. end up, they utilize these parks to be close to these facilities. The problem to me is if you close down these two parks, what's going to happen to the people? Where are they going to go? I think that's the main issue. Instead of, I don't think a solution is thinking in terms of another park like Plummer Park at this time. That might be a long-range goal to add that to these two parks, to the uses of these two parks. But let me ask you this. Now, it seems like it's easy for them to find the money for these dog parks and all this kind of stuff like that. I'm wondering how come they can't find the money for something as important as all of these human beings. You mean to tell me they care? We know that they seem like they do. They care more about their dogs and animals than the human beings down here. So, you know, that's the issue how come they can't find the... if they can find the money for the dogs and their little animals and stuff for their little park, you know, they not only should they be trying to keep these parks open, they should be trying to expand these parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you 100% because these parks are parts of the community where people come together. They play dominoes, they play chess, they play hearts, they play different card games. And one thing that I would like to say is that they're more like prison dormitories, really. There's one way in and one way out. I know for a fact that Gladys Park, there's no smoking there. They have a basketball team that people play basketball there. So what's mm-hmm. the problem? If they can keep Plumbers Park, maybe what I suggested to Kay, maybe we should bus the people from Gladys Park and San Julian Park, maybe we should take them over to Plumbers Park, where the Russians and the Armenians, they gamble all day.
Well, let me just say this. You know, I think the solutions right now is not to bust these individuals, but who else we have on the line? We have another call.
Okay. All right. You know, all I wanted to say, okay, but I have you on the telephone. I say bye-bye. That's right. My little niece.
All right, Dr. Mongo, thanks for calling.
Thank you for having my call.
And who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kay.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Kay, what are your thoughts on these the closing of these two parks?
Well, of course, I think that's just a continuation.
Hello, is Kay on the line?
Yes.
2020 plan.
Stay on the line, Dr. Mongo.
Yes, I want to hear what Kay's input.
Okay, hold on. Kay, what you say?
I said the closing of the park is just a continuation of the downtown 2020 plan. It's more, it's to drive the homeless out.
Mm-hmm.
The 2020 plan is Central City Association, who represents huge businesses, contractors, you know, all this big gentrification development that's taking place.
Yes.
That by the year 2020, they're going to have a totally middle class and upper middle class and no poor class.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me like that's what this is. Now, the Central City Association, they have all these security guards all over downtown. You had the purple shirts in the more affluent area around Flower and Figueroa.
Mm-hmm.
You have the green shirts around where Broadway. You have the red shirts more in the Skid Row area. I've seen white shirts come from the garment industry, and I've recently seen black shirts. And these young security guards, you know, there are a lot of minority young kids that need the jobs. So that's why they take it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're used to harass the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, for instance, at the subway outside of the 7-Eleven on 7th Street
and Olive,
and Olive, about two or three times, in different times, I've seen a black person in a wheelchair, and when the security guards see them, they come right up to them on their bicycles.
Yes.
And they say something, I don't know, I'm too far to hear, but they hang around and just watch him. They're trying to pressure him to leave.
Now, Kay, let me ask you this. What I'm wondering about is because what we're trying to do now is trying to mobilize the community to keep these parks from being closed. And I know that you was you're a very key part of the Occupy movement. And I know.
Well,
that,
I wasn't a key part, but I did go to the some of the meetings in the, before they closed down the
city hall. Well,
yeah.
let me ask you this. Why isn't the Occupy movement involved in trying to save these two parks?
Well, look, I've been active. I don't know if they know about it. I've been active with Los Angeles Community Action Center.
LA Camp. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's a couple of Occupy people that come to the meetings, and they are busy in doing the foreclosure thing, you know, trying to save foreclosure from certain people.
Yeah.
Or certain people. Now, I have no idea what they're going to be doing, but as far as trying to help to close the park, but I'll tell you, I could ask one or two of the Occupy people about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you.
By the way, when is the closure supposed to take effect?
Well, the last day is the this coming Thursday, January the 31st. Yes, January the 31st, this coming Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. So, as we still got Dr. Mungo on the line, hey, let me ask you this. What do you think the implication if they close down these two parks? Because you've been at both of these parks a lot. You go up to Gladys Park. I know you watch a lot of the arts activities. You watch the 3-on-3, the basketball league that they develop up there. What do you think the implications are if they close down these two parks?
It's terrible because, first of all, the homeless people don't have too many places to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, everybody seems to think they're undesirable. I mean, this is a class situation, you know? So that's going to have a tremendous effect. I don't know where the people will go,
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
they will do, you mm-hmm. know? And, you know, there are some middle-class attitudes in this, right in this downtown area coming with gentrification that are against the homeless people. I mean, they don't realize that the economic crisis is not caused by the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's caused by the system, all the super banks and all the rich people. They created this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all blaming the homeless.
Okay, Dr. Mungo, we still got you on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Mungo, because for a long time you live right in the central area of the recovery
yes.
zone in Skid Row. What do you mm-hmm. think the implications are if they close down St. Julian Park or Gladys Park or both of them?
Okay, if they close down Gladys and St. Julian Park, there will a recreational aspect will be taken away because, as you know, you can't even smoke in Gladys Park. You know, there's no cigarette smoking there. There's no activities, illegal activities taking place. You're taking away from basketball players. You're taking away from chess players. You're taking away from card players. You're taking away all these community qualities out of the community. And I think Jan Barry should be really notified about
this. Well, let me just point out something. See, Jan Barry no longer represent that area. They redistrict her out of this area. But let me also ask you this, Dr. Mongo, and then I'll let you and Kay go. What do you think the community can do to keep them from closing these two parks? What are your thoughts on?
Well, I think what we should do, we should mobilize L.A. Can, Hippie Kitchen. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go over to the Hippie Kitchen over at the, Hippie Kitchen.
Yeah.
And they go to Gladys Park and they eat food. And they socialize there. So I think we should get everyone involved in the community to say, no, this cannot go.
Let me ask you this. One of the things that came out of the Occupy movement, they call it Occupy the Hood. When they broke up the camps and stuff at the City Hall, they began to use this as a tactic. Do you think you think they should try to use something like that to mobilize the people or to bring attention to how important it is to keep these two facilities open?
Yeah, I think so. I think every community and everyone involved in the community should become involved. The Church of the Nazarene.
Yeah.
I think Skid Row Housing, SRO, I think everyone should, come to the forefront and say, look here, this is where people socialize, this is where people, they play games. If not, maybe we should have a busing system and go to other parks where there is a lot of illegal activities going on.
Well,
as opposed to the activities taking place in Gladys Park or
that's a great concept, but I think what we're dealing with here is the element of time. It seems I thought this was a late issue anyway, trying to mobilize these past week on such an important subject to the homeless community over here. Okay, Dr. Mongo, I'm going to let you and Kay go.
By the way.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, doctor. Yes.
And hopefully we can do something about this situation.
Thank you, Dr. Mongo. I got Kay. What you say, Kay?
The larger the demonstration, the more different groups you have, the better. I don't know how you can organize it so fast, but also, if it's combined with a press conference to get the press out there, that's the most effective way.
To bring. Okay. All right, Kay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hope to see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Yes. Okay. That's Kay and Dr. Mongo.
Hey, look, I have one more comment from a friend of mine, my brother.
If it's
okay.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Somebody's talking in the background. Go ahead.
No, listen to me. They feel that if they can target every spot to where they feel somebody's laying or resting at, distributing anything, playing games or whatever it may be, they have to have a way to where they can round them up like cattle. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're not giving people a chance, the community. It's not a community anymore. People live down there. That's the place to live.
Let me ask you this question. What do you think the community members can do Hello? What do you think the community members can do to keep the them from closing?
The community, it's me. You know what? They have a community. The community is from what is it? What is it? Wall Street on back? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Is it Wall Street? Wall Street is considered a still Skidmore housing, right?
Yes.
Okay, well then, all the way back. That's still a community of citizens. So how could you take a livelihood from those that don't have it?
Yeah.
They don't have to be smoking drugs or drinking in a park that's security bound.
All right. Okay then.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
So where you're doing is tell
them to turn the radio down, please.
There's a radio here.
Okay,
maybe the phone is phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Catch the rise of people. I can talk to you in person. Catch the rise of people, man.
Yeah.
You catch the rise of people just to do what?
Melvin.
To please the rich.
Oh, okay.
The rich people from downtown to where the area to where the laws and everything is to where you want them to say, well, this is that.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank you very much. I'm going to be back in touch with you. Right. Okay. That's Dr. Mongo for you, the community members. We ask you if you have comments, call in 800-893-9562. Now, I'm delighted to have with us in the studio Lee Shaw, Carol Bolton, my co-host Earlene Anthony, and we're going to discuss a few things. First of all, I'm going to start off with Lee over here. What are your thoughts about the closing of St. Julian Park and Gladys Park?
One, you'd have to be crazy to close them parks. And you'd have to be crazy to even entertain the idea that this thing is not economical, right? One of the things they're going to start closing Gladys Park, St. Julian Park, then they're going to close South Park, right, and all the rest of the parks because they're going to be run by nonprofit organizations. They're going to be run by them. This is not no new news. What I want to know is, where are the activists for downtown? Mm-hmm. Where you at? What are you thinking about? What were you thinking about when all this was going on? Or have you been promised anything? Maybe a palm greasing here or there? Because you spoke up a long time ago. What's wrong with you now? I don't live downtown, but I'm willing to help everybody downtown for the best cause. Because I know that down here is where it's going to start. And it's going to end up way somewhere else out in the hood. So, where you at? Where are you at? You need to have been checking them city council members, too. Because these dudes got some nonprofit organizations also. If you check them out real closely, they linked in and hooked in, and the city's finna give them control of them.
Okay. Who we have online?
Again, this is Manuel Campito.
Hey, OG.
You hung up on me.
Hey.
How you doing, OG?
I'm breathing.
Hey, what are your thoughts? Give us your thoughts on the closing and the implications of these parks.
First of all, there's only one park downtown, and that's Gladys Park. It's a city-owned park. San Julian is a green space. It's not a park owned by the city. That's number one. So the money that's been going to San Julian Park should have been going to Gladys Park for programming and activity. All the money has been going, $1.5 million, $3 million, I went to CRA. That money has been going to clean up the park, not for programs and activity. Any money that comes to from this park that's not tied to activities is what's going to make Skid Row change, mm-hmm. not cleaning up the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So quit talking about there's two parks in Skid Row. There's only one park. And as far as the community is concerned, the city and Richland Park need to take back
Gladys Park.
Okay.
It's a separate issue. Sand Junior is not a park. It's a green space. And they didn't, so any kind of funding go to Sand Junior needs to be separate from Gladys Park. That's number one.
Bottom line, you know, the situation, that's a good point. But what we talking...
No, that's a fact. That ain't no point. It's only one park. Well, you're spending $1.5 million, $3 million, now you're talking about $300,000. Add it up. It ain't but two workers at Gladys Park and two workers at San Julio. Do that come to $300,000?
Well, look, I'm... Here's what we're talking about now. You know, we're talking about the closing of Gladys Park and St. Junior. If you want to talk about... Hold on. It's not a park.
Quit trying to fool the public that St. Junior is a park. It's a green space.
Well, it's
a piece of property that was bought by the CRA and given to St. Junior. Number one, SRO do not need to be burdened with Gladys Park.
Well, I'm not gonna argue about.
It's not an argument, it's a semantics. I'm just talking about from the community point of view. I run the 303 League at Gladys Park. I also have Father's Day at San Julian Park, where OG the Soda Association was founded.
Well, so, hold on. You know, both of us can talk here now, but everywhere we see. You know, the paper everywhere. You know, the whole issue here. One of my Lee want to comment. Go ahead, Lee.
Lee Shaw.
His lieutenant, as you call me. Check this out, man. How long has this thing been going on to where the park?
Too long.
Well, what I want to know is, hold on, brother. Let me ask you a question. You said you founded the 3-on-3 basketball, right? Father's Day just said, right? Right?
And it gets no money.
Hold on. But if you doing this and they want to close down the things that you have built, why you ain't been fighting?
Close down the 3-on-3. It ain't going to stop.
Where you going to play at?
We'll play a lot.
Where you going to play at?
Right now, but the 3-on-3 league is not going to stop.
But where you going to play at?
Is not going to stop.
Why you ain't didn't about that? Why you never mentioned this before?
We play at Venice Beach. We play at South Park. We play at Union Rescue Mission. We play a lot of places.
Bro,
the 303 League is not going to stop.
You said in a minute ago.
The money need to be funded along with the skilled artist collection.
Why ain't nobody?
What I need to know is this right here.
Why have you not said anything or fought the issue of the park closing? Why have you not fought the issue of the park closing?
What?
Why you have
the
not
closed? I dare them to close the park.
Why?
I dare them to close the park. I trust and believe the community will come out if they trust. If they close the park, Skid Row community will be downtown.
They said Thursday's the last day.
Close the park. Go ahead and close it, because if you got some money that's not tied into program and activity, then close the park. The chess club, the dominoes, everything that goes on in both parks, even though San Diego is not a park, that's just a name they threw up there.
But you, a minute ago,
provided by the community.
It should be funded by Rexon Park. Let me make this point right here. A minute ago, you used the word San Julian Park. Now you say it's not a park. You said it wasn't a park at first.
That's the name they put up there. That's the name they got put up there.
Okay.
I can call it San Julian Mission. That's just the name they threw up there. Deception. We deal with the city a lot, and they do a lot of deception. San Julian is not a park, and all the money that's been going to San Julian should have been coming to Gladys Park for programming and activity.
Why wait till now to bring the issue up?
Why didn't you bring this issue up a long time ago, brother?
Huh?
This is not the first time I've brought this issue up.
Well, if the money wasn't supposed to go there, right, and you know it wasn't supposed to go there, why didn't you tell? Hey, man, fight! What's wrong?
Yeah, I've been fighting.
You want some help?
Yeah,
I give you plenty of help.
You need to stop fighting. Why you think we got the artist collective there, jazz in the park? We got the Kingdom Concert. We've been doing it on our own, providing activities that the city won't provide. SRO do not need to be burdened with Gladys Park. That's simple. They got enough. They do housing, not parks. Cleaning up the park, $300,000 to clean up the park. You better add it up. It don't cost no $300,000 to clean up no park.
Okay.
They need to get into the book to find out where every single penny went to.
Okay. Any more comments, OG?
That's what I got to do. Y'all want me to get off? I can go.
Well, yeah. Any more comments?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, OG.
Next, Turkey.
Okay. Let's go into Carol. Your comments on what you're hearing.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Carol Bolton.
My name's Carol. The comment that I have or question I have is, are there other options for schedule of the San Julian and the Gladys Park area for redevelopment?
Ask the question again.
My question is, are there other options scheduled for redevelopment for the local San Julian and Gladys Park?
I don't know that question. That's an excellent question because I don't know the plans that they have for. But I can say this. When you look at St. Julian Park, I'm going to call it the park because that's what everybody else called it. They refer to it as St. Julian Park. And what I see happening with a lot of the property that the CRA was responsible for is that a lot of it is closed down. They're trying to sell it, and most of them is empty, like the old firehouse. See, so I don't know what their plans, but in relationship to the last callers with OG, because I don't want to get distracted. I think the issue here now is how do we keep these parks open? I don't think the debate is whether or not San Julian is a park or not. What we're talking about here is what's going to happen to all of these people that utilize the facilities and stuff over here. I was hoping to get a call from Wendell Blasingame, you know, who was supposed to call in and give us some more information about what's happening with St. Julian Park. I haven't heard from him yet. Earlene, do you have a question or comment?
Well, the comment is that I read this article before from the Los Angeles Downtown News, and it says two Skid Row parks at risk of closing, and it mentioned Gladys Park and San Julian Park. And it says San Julian Park is more complicated. The park is owned by the now defunct CRA. So I didn't write this article. It's by Ryan Villacourt, staff writer. So therefore, we're going with San Julian is a park, Gladys is a park. Yeah. And I believe if they're closed, you're just going to have more people out on the street because people, like I know, get up early in the morning and they go to the park to hang out. They don't just go there to play dominoes and chess and games and whatever. They go and get some rest because we see them many times we pass by. They're sleeping in the park.
Mm-hmm.
They got all their worldly possessions in a shopping cart, trash bag, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be more people milling around out on the street, waiting to get in line to get a free meal and waiting to get a bed.
Okay. Lee.
You know, I know quite a few people down there, and they live in some of the buildings down there, right? These are elderly people. And they go to San Julian Park. They get in their wheelchairs, and they scoot down there just to have something to do to be social with the rest of the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen to those people? Are they supposed to stay in their room?
No, good point. Let's see who we got on. Who we have online?
Nick Michael.
Who?
Hey, Ishmael, how you doing, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I was cut off. Ishmael.
Yes.
They're cutting off the activity of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Positive activity. I mean, if you got a job, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't point fingers at people that's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, other words, what you're saying to the people of this community around here, put a cage around everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's guilty.
Let me ask you this.
Listen to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's against the constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
To where they build those parks for what?
Mm-hmm.
For people that's up in age or congregate. If they can sit down and enjoy themselves, what they want to do? To sit up in the house, man, and turn the gas on and light a match?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
They was built to give them some enjoyment.
Yes.
Some people don't have cars.
Yeah.
And may not have the money to fly around the world. But mm-hmm. that's an enjoyment to them in their life, so they can go somewhere and sit in somewhere and sit down and be quiet. This is their country.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, socialize and sit down, this meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And have a life, man. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you being a controller.
Yes.
People that's building the deck on this country, and they're your seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you're saying, well, I want you to sit in your house and twiddle your thumb. When you get tired of twiddling them, then blow your brains out.
Look, let me ask you this question. What are your thoughts? What do you think the community members can do to help try to save these two parks?
Hey, get a. You know what you need to do?
What?
If you can, get a petition. Get a petition going.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just one person. I'm not a youngster, but I already know what to do.
Yeah.
You go to each one of these buildings.
Yes.
All over the place. You got a lot of them down here. Go to every one of them.
Hey, now, let me submit
that, man.
Let me ask you this question, because I know you are an individual that spent a lot of times in that Skid Row area.
I've been in the penitentiary, too, man. But I'm reformed, man. But I know I'm for my rights.
That's good. Let me ask you this question. Hold on. For a person that know a lot about the Skid Row area and the St. Julian Park and the Gladys Park, do you make a difference as a community members between these two parks?
You know what they're doing?
What?
That's what they call it. That's almost like segregation.
Uh-huh.
You segregate, not segregating colors, but you segregating power and money.
Yeah.
We can't afford it. They can't. Not me. I can go where I want to go, but the people that don't have nowhere to go,
mm-hmm.
but the people that the elite crowd, you trying to make it feel comfortable for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's your law enforcement's job to do this.
Okay,
you can't put no tag on people that paid taxes for all their life. All they want to do is go to the park, man, and play a domino game.
Okay, hey,
I enjoy it too.
All right,
you can't do, man.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in.
What I'm saying is, but they put it in their thing, in their check, and say, well, look, you can't go. We got you down here right now.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people downtown on the state down there. We're going to put you to where you can't go out your house.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much for calling in.
You hear what I'm saying?
I understand.
And you put it in your own words or however you want.
Okay, thanks. I want to take a couple more callers. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on quickly to our community calendar, and we'll move on with our discussion.
This is the community calendar for the month of January and February. The next Veterans Community Workshop is being held this Tuesday, January the 29th, 2013, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. The workshop is free to veterans as well as non-veterans. The location is the Vortex, 2341 West Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. This is near the corner of Santa Fe and Olympic. The Metro bus number 60 and 66 stop near or close to the corner. If you're interested in the workshop or for more information, contact 213-908-6587. Friday, February the 1st, 2013, at 9 p.m., as part of the High Voltage Theater Series, Drama Stage Qumran will be performing the stage play Nailheads. And this is at the Electric Lodge, location 1416 Electric Avenue. This is in Venice, California. The zip code 90291. For more information on this event, you can call 213-908-6587. Upcoming guests on the Qumran Report Monday, February the 4th, will be Tootsie, Mary Lou, Lazo Garcia, and Michelle Henriksen. This is just a reminder, if you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to DramaStage1 at yahoo.com, attention Earlene Anthony. And the call-in number for the show is 1-800-893-9562. Now, back to our host.
Okay, thank you, Miss Earlene Anthony. Now, look, I would like to start off our roundtable discussion talking about possible solutions to the homeless problems. You know, everybody talk about the problems. We know the problems. It's time to talk about some solutions. Now, how do we solve the homeless problem? That's the question. Now, what we do at Drama Stage Coomeraal, we push a two-step process. Step one, we think the homeless problem should become the homeless veteran problem. Then get the federal government to fund a think tank to come up with a national-wide plan to solve the homeless problem, and then roll the solutions out to solve the overall problems. Step two, which is an immediate step that can be taken, is to get the faith-based organizations like the churches, the masjids, the temple, and other faith-based organizations to buy or rent some of these empty city properties and develop programs to bring some of the homeless off of the Skid Row area. Now, a book that points this out, and this will be one of our upcoming guests, is called Making Housing Happen, and it's by Dr. Jill Suzanne Shook. And she talked about how they went all over the United States and got all these empty properties, like empty prisons and empty buildings and stuff like that, and turned them into affordable housing. So I want to open up the roundtable to talk about some possible solutions and also the issues that we're talking about now. Who want to pick up on that?
I'll go for it.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, around L.A., there's a lot of empty buildings, right? And I think these buildings could be purchased for a couple of $100,000, mm-hmm. as is, and put in, right, say another $800,000, right, to refurbish these buildings and make them into affordable housing units, mm-hmm. right? Instead of just let them sit there. There's a bunch of them, especially down Broadway, going yeah. the opposite direction. There's mm-hmm. a bunch of them down there, mm-hmm. right? But they won't utilize those buildings. Mm-hmm. You let's let them sit there for what reason, I don't know. You know, but they can be utilized, and I think they should be utilized. You know what I'm saying? If the people of Los Angeles don't deal with the homeless problem, politicians are not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to deal with it. So we got to deal with it as a people, mm-hmm. right? Not just a black people, white people, any, as a group, as they say, Angelinos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to deal with it in that manner. Because we got to push. The solution is to push your leaders. Yeah. If I voted you in office, I'll vote you out of office.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. A caller a little earlier ago seemed to try to separate the issues between what's happening at St. Julian Park as opposed to what's happening at Gladys Park. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, personally, it don't matter which park it is. If you close either one of them, you're doing an injustice to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Either one. But mm-hmm. to separate them, no, it's a unit. If, as I remember, I was here a few months back, and I asked one of the panel, what's the difference between West Skid Row and East Skid Row? what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like Gladys Park, St. Julian Park. One on the east and one on the west. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This is what he asked me, both of them. Well, it's the same way here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's closed up down here, anything that will upset the homeless problem, push it further down,
yeah.
is an injustice to the people.
Yeah.
And we can't have that.
Yeah, so this is an issue that shouldn't be separated.
It should never be separated at all. Nothing. Yeah. Park is a park.
Mm-hmm.
Where people congregate, it's a park.
Yeah.
If people refer to it as a park, then who am I to change the name?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a park. It's got benches in it like a park do. It's got tables in it like a park do. You know what I'm saying? It has every all the makings of a park. Now, to get technical about it is frivolous and foolish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Carol, Earlene, you have comments?
Well, already said, I know the value of having these places open. Because like I said, when I lived down here, we had to get up early in the morning. And people just need somewhere to go.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people in this area is not going to venture out this little radius,
yeah.
four-block radius of however many blocks it is. They're not going to, a lot of them will not go up to the library. You know, there's a park area up there, and they can, you know, read and, you know, get a lot out of the area. But there are other places they can go, but they're not going to venture out. Because a lot of them have all the possessions with them, shopping carts, bags, bundles, and so on. But the issue is, what I'm saying is, when you get up early in the morning, you know, this is the only place that they have to go is the park areas.
Yeah. What about, what do you think about the possibility of creating a daytime adult recreation centers in the areas, you know, by utilizing, by either getting some of these organizations that you already have to provide some space, like the Midnight Mission, Wine Garden,
and that place right there, they got a gym in there, man.
Yeah.
They got a gym, and people come from the outside, other places in the city, right, come down there to play basketball. Why can't the people down here go up in there and play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing. Because, you know, I'm just going to cut straight through it. Yeah. I'm getting tired of the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's time. The bullshit is over with, man. It's time to get down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody wants some money, but ain't nobody willing to give nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, all they just big old... Hey, check this out. Some of these people, I don't even think they got the back of their hands. I don't think they exist because they ain't never gave nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you see is a little palm. They're always receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of stuff got to stop, man. Mm-hmm. All these money takers, all these up under the table people, mm-hmm. they need to be exposed, man. And then they get up out of here.
Yeah,
they really need to get up out of here. They need to be exposed and get them up out of here, man. Like I say, time for the bullshit is over. If you ain't going to stand, then get up out of here, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Carol, did you want to say something?
My name's Carol. It is very disappointing to hear that there will be closures. What will be a replacement for to assist the homeless individuals that are coming from the missions and individuals from the SRO who just need to relax and sit down and be in deep thought.
Mm-hmm.
What will be replaced to assist these individuals that also need help?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One other thing.
Go ahead.
That need to be, and they need to be put on notice too. For you that work in the LAPD, and I don't mean the LA Department, I mean the police department. If you displace the people, check this out. They gonna displace you. They gonna displace you. Because we don't have no need for you. You ain't got nothing to patrol. That's like going to Beverly Hills. We don't need all them police. For what? Ain't nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be on notice, too, that when the people get to moving, you got to move, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, lively discussion here. We still got a few minutes for a few final comments. I'd just like to point out, I think it's very interesting, how important it is for the community members when you face with a problem like this, it's not to let nobody to divide you. Yeah. You have to move
together
as a unified front. You can't get caught up in little small trivial stuff like names and semantics and all. Hey, you want to deal with that? Deal with that later on. Now the issue is trying to keep these parks open, trying to provide a space for not only the people in Gladys Park, but also the people in St. Julian Park. We can't let them separate us where we identify ourselves as the group that's in Gladys Park or the group that's in St. Julian Park. But this affects all of us.
You know, mm-hmm. and the one thing, and I mentioned it first. See, it's just starting down here. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, we don't have a gangbangers up here in Beverly Hills. So I don't care nothing about gangbangers in Watts and South Central, right? I don't care nothing about that because I stay in Beverly Hills. Oh, but when it comes to Beverly Hills, oh my child got killed.
Yeah.
No, it's a L.A. problem. If they close one park, two parks, guess what? There are three, four parks, five parks, six parks, seven parks going to be closed. Mm-hmm. So you might as well come on and save these two parks, L.A., right? Yeah. So that your park can live too. Because eventually, they're going to get around to you.
Yep.
And just let me say, Merlene, did you want to say something?
The article that I read, it says, this is just some excerpt. It says, we need answers. And a spokesman for one of the councilman's office said, they expect to have more information shortly. Well, seemed like they just got a few days to get some more information as to what's going to happen.
Yep. And I asked all of the activists in the downtown Skid Row community, come together. You know, the activists, the non-activists, the artists, Occupy. The sports, the Occupy movement. Hey, all of you, come together as a unit. Hey, to see can we save these two parks? If you want to argue and debate your differences later on, do that the next couple weeks down the road and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I would like to expand a special thanks to my co-host, Earlene Anthony, my in-studio guest, Lee Shaw, Carol Bolton,
thank you,
and all of the community members who called in. Please listen to past shows of the Coon Brown Report on iTunes, Facebook, and skidrow.la. Thank you for tuning in to the Coon Brown Report. And from your host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. And we close out with a portion of the play, Nail Heads, about the homeless.
A few from one to four. One life-giving creative spirit, the oneness of all. In other words, we in this together. Two, duality, the dual nature of human beings. Two kind of people in the recovery zone. Those that should be here with the support services, the others just passing through. Three, the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. The three major religions to spearhead the effort. And four, the four points of the compass, universality. Make it universal. I'm a nail head, strong as steel, the glue that holds things together. The foundation on which you stand, I'm a nail head and I'm homeless in my mind. Standing in place and mark in time, an endless journey going nowhere. Riding on a train, going in circles. In the language of dreams, things are never what they seem. Are you one of a kind, tripping off the view? Because you're homeless in your mind, standing in place and mark in time, homeless in the city of angels, angels without mercy, it seems. You care more about your animals than your fellow human beings. Now, at one time, the cats and dogs lived in the streets, and the boxes and alleyways was their home. Now they've flipped the script where the cats and dogs live in the houses, and the people live in the boxes and alleyways. How did that happen? Do you think it's right for the animals to live in the houses and the people to live in the streets? Thank you. A few from one to four. One!